This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك لعبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in Islam. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project, with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, our current series, Medina Arabic Syllabus, Book 2, Walhamdulillah. And bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, in this majlis, we will be going through lesson number 13, insha'Allah. Lesson 13 is a simple lesson, it's a revision lesson, walhamdulillah. We will be dealing with the fi'l mudari', the present tense verb, walhamdulillah. Without any further ado, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, ad-darsu thalitha ashara, ad-darsu thalitha ashara, lesson number 13. So we have a diagram in front of us. We have a table. On one side you have mufrad, the other side you have al-jam'u. Ma ma'na al-mufradu? Al-mufradu ya'ni singular. Al-jam'u plural. Then they state Al-ghaibu. Al-ghaib meaning ghaib, not present. Ilmul ghaib, knowledge of the unseen. Al-ghaibu, that which is absent. Basically, as we will term it, the third person, insha'Allah. The third person, the one you are talking about. Then this is broken up into al-mudhakkar and al-mu'annath, masculine and feminine. So we are talking about singular, third person, masculine. Hamidun yadhhabu. Hamidun yadhhabu. Hamid is going. Hamidun yadhhabu. Hamidun is going. As for the mu'annath, the feminine, aminatu tadhhabu. Aminatu tadhhabu. Amina is going. So we've dealt with the ghaib, the third person masculine, third person feminine. Now let's move on to the jam'. The third person, masculine but plural, subhanallah. So we find Hamidun, wa Aliyun, wa Hishamun, yadhhabuna. They are going. Hamid, Ali, Hisham, they are all going. Yadhhabuna. And the feminine version of that would be Aminatu, wa Maryamu, wa Zainabu, yadhhabna. Yadhhabna, yadhhabna. Excellent, walhamdulillah. That covers the third person, masha'Allah. Third person masculine, third person feminine, both of them in the singular form, and then we dealt with both of them in the plural form. Hamidun yadhhabu, Fatimatu tadhhabu. Sulaiman, Ilyas, Ahmed, Fatima, they are all yadhhabuna, yadhhabuna. As for a group of only females, third person, Aminatu, wa Maryamu, wa Zainabu, yadhhabna, yadhhabna, walhamdulillah. Now we move on to the mukhatab. Mukhatab is the second person, the person you are speaking to, the one you are addressing, the one you are talking to. Al-mudhakkar, anta tadhhabu. أنت تذهب, you are going. أنت تذهب, you are going. أنت تذهبين. أنت تذهبين. You are speaking to a female. أنت تذهبين. أنت تذهبين. You are going. أين تذهبين. Where are you going? ممتاز. Now if we move on to the جمع section. آمينة, or rather أنتم. Rather, we are speaking about a group, a group. Antum tadhhabuna. Antum tadhhabuna. You are speaking to them directly. One guy, anta tadhhabu. Many, antum tadhhabuna. Antum tadhhabuna. One female, أنت تذهبين. Group of females. أنتن تذهبن. أنتن تذهبن. أنتن تذهبن. No doubt, when it comes to the feminine plural, it can be a bit tricky at times. Then we now move on to the متكلم. The متكلم. متكلم is the first person, the one who is speaking. المذكر and the مؤنث are the same. أنا أذهب, Suleiman says. أنا أذهب, Fatima says. أنا أذهب, Ilyas says. أنا أذهب, والحمد لله. And then what about the plural of that? نحن, نحن نذهب. We are going. نحن نذهب. Suleiman says that, Fatima says that, whoever says that, it remains the same. نحن نذهب والحمد لله. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله. Lesson number 13. We've just covered the graph. We've covered the breakdown, the mufrad and the jam', the singular and the plural. And then the third person, the second person and the first person. والحمد لله. We move on بإذن الله تعالى to تمارين, exercises number 1. أكمل الجمل الآتية بوضع الفعل ذهب في مضارع بعد إسناده إلى الضمير المناسب. Basically, fill in the blanks using the appropriate version of ذهب. You need to use it in the present tense form. يذهب, etc. You need to adjust it and fill in the blanks. والحمد لله. Let's see. في أي ساعة something. في أي ساعة something إلى الجامعة يا عائشة. في أي ساعة something إلى الجامعة يا عائشة. So who is he speaking to? He's speaking to a male or female? Speaking to a female, يا عائشة في أي ساعة تذهبين إلى الجامعة يا عائشة في أي ساعة تذهبين في أي ساعة تذهبين إلى الجامعة يا عائشة في أي ساعة تذهب في أي ساعة تذهبين. Speaking to a female, في أي ساعة تذهبين إلى الجامعة. At what time are you going to the university, O Aisha? في أي ساعة تذهبين إلى الجامعة يا عائشة؟ والحمد لله. Number 2. الطلاب something إلى الملعب بعد الدرس. الطلاب something إلى الملعب بعد الدرس. The students what? الطلاب يذهبون إلى الملعب. The students are going to the playground. الطلاب يذهبون إلى الملعب بعد الدرس. The students are going to the playground after the lesson. والحمد لله. Number 3 بإذن الله تعالى. أنا something إلى السوق. أنا something إلى السوق يوم الجمعة. أنا something إلى السوق يوم الجمعة فقط. I something إلى السوق, to the marketplace, يوم الجمعة, on the day of Friday. فقط, فقط means only. So I what? أنا أذهب. أنا أذهب إلى السوق. أنا أذهب إلى السوق يوم الجمعة فقط. أنا أذهب إلى السوق يوم الجمعة فقط. I go to the marketplace on the day of Friday only. I only go to the marketplace on Friday. Number 4. متى something لزيارة المدير يا إخوانو. متى I'm speaking to them directly. متى تذهبون لزيارة المدير يا إخوانو. When are you people going to visit the principal, O brothers? One more time. متى تذهبون Why تذهبون? Why are we not saying يذهبون? تذهبون because I'm speaking to them directly. يذهبون if it's third person. متى تذهبون لزيارة المدير يا إخوانو. Number 5. أمي something إلى المستشفى كل يوم لأنها مريضة. الله مستعان. May Allah grant her شفاء. أمي something إلى المستشفى. أمي تذهب إلى المستشفى. أمي تذهب إلى المستشفى. My mother goes to the hospital. كل يوم every day. لأنها because she lamb of reason. لأنها مريضة because she is مريضة. She is sick. May Allah grant her شفاء. Number six. Something إلى المكتبة كل مساء يا بناتي. Something إلى المكتبة. Do you people something to the library? كل مساء every evening يا بناتي. Every evening, oh my daughters. What? أتذهبنا. Speaking to them directly. أتذهبنا إلى المكتبة. أتذهبنا إلى المكتبة. أتذهبنا إلى المكتبة كل مساء. Every evening. يا بناتي. Oh my daughters. والحمد لله. Number seven. لما لا. Why not? لما لا something إلى المطار. Why not to the airport? معنا يا عباس. With us, O Abbas. Why what? لما لا تذهب. Why do you not go? لما لا تذهب إلى المطار؟ لما لا تذهب إلى المطار؟ Why do you not go to the airport? معنا with us يا عباس أو عباس. Number eight. نحن something إلى الجامعة بالسيارة الأجرة. نحن something إلى الجامعة. We something to the university. بسيارة الأجرة. بسيارة الأجرة. Not بس but rather بسيارة الأجرة. By a metered taxi. By a metered vehicle. By a hired vehicle. By a taxi basically. نحن what? نحن نذهب إلى الجامعة. We are going to the university. نحن نذهب إلى الجامعة بسيارة الأجرة. By taxi. Number nine. أبي something إلى المصنع. My father something to the factory. في الساعة العاشرة at 10 o'clock. أبي what? أبي يذهب إلى المصنع. My father goes to the factory. في الساعة العاشرة at 10 o'clock. Number ten. أخواتي, my sisters, what about them? إلى المدرسة بالحافلة. My sisters go to the school by bus. So how would we say they go? أخواتي يذهبنا. Third person, we're using the يا. Second person, we use the تا. Excellent. So, أخواتي يذهبن إلى المدرسة بالحافلة. My sisters go to school by bus. والحمد لله. ما شاء الله. Exercise number two. أكمل الجمل الآتية بوضع فعل مضارع مناسب في الفراغ. Basically, fill in the blanks with an appropriate present tense verb. As something. اللغة العربية يا سيدي. What? أتعرف, do you know? أتعرف اللغة العربية يا سيدي. Do you know the Arabic language, dear sir, O gentleman? أتعرف اللغة العربية يا سيدي. Number two. نحن something كرة القدم كل مساء. نحن what? We play. نحن نلعب كرة القدم كل مساء. We play football every evening. نحن نلعب كرة القدم كل مساء. We play football every evening. Number three. أفي مهاجع الجامعة. Is there in the dormitory of the university? What? أفي مهاجع الجامعة. What? Something. يا إخوانو. يا إخوان أفي مهاجع الجامعة تسكنون. Do you people live in the dormitory, in the hostels of the university? Do you people live in the dorms of the university? Oh, brothers. أفي مهاجع الجامعة تسكنون. تسكنون. You people live. تسكنون. يا إخوان. Number four. التجار what? التجار something دكاكينهم. التجار something دكاكينهم. The businessmen something their shops. في الساعة التاسعة at 9 o'clock. The businessmen do what with their shops at 9 o'clock? يفتحون. They open. يفتحون. التجار يفتحون. التجار يفتحون دكاكينهم. The businessmen open their shops في الساعة التاسعة at 9 o'clock. The businessmen open their shops at 9 o'clock. التجار يفتحون دكاكينهم في الساعة التاسعة. The businessmen open their shops at 9 o'clock. والحمد لله. Next one, number five. Something المدرس الدرس على السبورة. يكتب المدرس. يكتب المدرس. The teacher writes. يكتب المدرس الدرس على السبورة. Everyone. يكتب المدرس الدرس على السبورة. The teacher writes the lesson on the board. يكتب المدرس الدرس على السبورة. Number six. أخوات حمزة. أخوات حمزة. Sisters of حمزة. يدرسن بالجامعة. يدرسن بالجامعة. Are studying at the university. Sisters of حمزة are studying at the university. Number seven. أنا something القرآن كل صباح. أنا something القرآن كل صباح. أنا what? أنا أقرأ القرآن كل صباح. أنا أقرأ القرآن كل صباح. I read the Quran every morning. أنا أقرأ القرآن كل صباح. ممتاز. Number eight. في أي محطة. في أي محطة. At which station. في أي محطة something. يا أخي. في أي محطة تنزل يا أخي. تنزل you get down. في أي محطة تنزل يا أخي. Number nine. أختي تعرف ثلاث لغات. أختي تعرف ثلاث لغات. أختي تعرف ثلاث لغات. My sister knows three languages. So تعرف we put in the middle. أختي something ثلاث لغات. أختي تعرف. أختي تعرف ثلاث لغات. My sister knows three languages. Number 10. في أي إذاعة. في أي إذاعة something الأخبار يا فتيات. من أي إذاعة from which station تسمعنا. تسمعنا. من أي إذاعة تسمعنا. من أي إذاعة تسمعنا from which radio station you people listen to the أخبار يا فتيات. يا فتيات. Oh young girls. والحمد لله ما شاء الله. Exercise number 3. صحح الجمل الآتية. Correct the following. Correct the following sentences, inshallah. يا مريم أتعرف رقم هاتف المديرة. يا مريم أتعرف رقم هاتف المديرة. جيد. What does this mean? Oh, Maryam, do you know the number, the phone number of the mudira? صحح الجمل الآتية. So you need to correct the sentence. There's something wrong in the sentence. What's wrong? أتعرف is wrong. We're speaking to Maryam. يا مريم أتعرفين. يا مريم أتعرفين. يا مريم أتعرفين. يا مريم أتعرفين. رقم هاتف المديرة. رقم هاتف المديرة. So تعرف becomes تعرفين. والحمد لله. Number two. يدخلون الطلاب الفصل يدخلون الطلاب الفصل قبل دخول المدرس. The students enter the classroom before the entry of the teacher. Incorrect. What's incorrect? يدخلون is wrong. It should just be يدخلوا. يدخل الطلاب. يدخل الطلاب الفصل قبل دخول المدرس. يدخل الطلاب الفصل قبل دخول المدرس. والحمد لله. Number three. الطبيبات يخرجون من المستشفى في الساعة الواحدة. Something's wrong there. The correct thing would be الطبيبات يخرجنا. الطبيبات يخرجنا. الطبيبات يخرجنا. يخرجنا من المستشفى في الساعة الواحدة. الطبيبات يخرجنا. The female doctors يخرجنا من المستشفى في الساعة الواحدة. Number four. يجلسن الطالبات الجدد في الصف الأخير. No, obviously that is wrong. What's the correct wording of that? What would be the correct wording? تجلس الطالبات. تجلس الطالبات. تجلس الطالبات الجدد في الصف الأخير. تجلس الطالبات الجدد في الصف الأخير. تجلس الطالبات. تجلس الطالبات الجدد في الصف الأخير. The sixth new female students in the last row. Number five. أين تذهبن يا إخوان؟ That's incorrect. Well, how would we correct that sentence? We would say أين تذهبون يا إخوان؟ أين تذهبون؟ أين تذهبون يا إخوان؟ أين تذهبون يا إخوان؟ Number six. أختي يدرس في المدرسة الثانوية. Wrong. أختي تدرس في المدرسة الثانوية. My sister is studying in secondary school. أختي تدرس في المدرسة الثانوية. Number seven. ماذا تكتبون يا بناتي؟ ماذا تكتبون يا بناتي؟ Correct that. ماذا تكتبن يا بناتي؟ ماذا تكتبن يا بناتي؟ ماذا تكتبن يا بناتي؟ Number eight. ماذا تأكلين يا عباس؟ Wrong. ماذا تأكل يا عباس؟ ماذا تأكل يا عباس؟ ماذا تأكل يا عباس؟ Number nine. نحن أشرب القهوة. Wrong. نحن نشرب القهوة. نحن نشرب القهوة كل صباح. Every morning. And the last one there. سترجع أبي من الرياض في الأسبوع القادم. سترجع. No. سيرجع. Third person. سيرجع. سيرجع أبي من الرياض. My father will return from Riyadh في الأسبوع القادم. في الأسبوع القادم. سيرجع أبي. سيرجع. سيرجع أبي من الرياض في الأسبوع القادم. My father will return from Riyadh next week. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله. يا أمة الله. We covered exercises 1, 2, and 3. والحمد لله. أمة الله. We now move on to exercise number 4. Exercise number 4, just explaining the concepts to you. Walhamdulillah. تأمل ما يلي. Ponder over the following. يذهب. What does يذهب mean? He is going. يذهب means he is going. And this is obviously the third person. جيد. So they say to us that the ya, this is the harf of مضارع. Plus, it's got ذهب, which means he went in it. And it's got the ضمير مستتر, indicating that what we are talking about is هو, which means he. Then we have the plural, يذهبون. هم يذهبون. يذهبون, they are going. Third one, تذهب, she is going. تذهب, she is going. هي تذهب. Fourth one, يذهبنا. يَذْهَبْنَا, they are going. هُنَّ يَذْهَبْنَا, they are going. هُنَّ يَذْهَبْنَا. أَنْتَ تَذْهَبُ, you are going. أَنْتَ تَذْهَبُ, you are going. أَنْتَ تَذْهَبُ, you are going. أَنْتُمْ تَذْهَبُونَ, أَنْتُمْ تَذْهَبُونَ, you people, plural. أَنْتُمْ تَذْهَبُونَ, plural. أَنْتِ تَذْهَبِينَ, you are going, speaking to a female. أنتن تذهبن, group of females are going. أنا أذهب, I am going. نحن نذهب, we are going. والحمد لله. الكلمات الجديدة, سيارة الأجرة, taxi. Basically سيارة means car, and أجرة, أجرة means fare, that which is being paid. That which is being paid, the ujra, you pay the ujra to do whatever you want to do, inshallah. You want to use the vehicle, you want to hire a car, you want to hire a tool. Ujra is the fare that you pay. You have somebody working for him, we call this individual the ajir. Ajir means the one who is working for you. Then we have the word soffun. What does soff mean? Soff means the line, the queue, the line. We find, for example, in salah, we say this soff, the first soff, the second soff, the third soff, etc. Ajirun is the person who is a worker. He is a worker, he is getting that wage. He is getting that ujra, that wage. Walhamdulillah. And with that, we have completed lessons 1 to 13 of book 2. Walhamdulillah. In our next majlis, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, we will move on to exercise number 14. But, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, before we end off tonight's majlis, inshaAllah, we will go through a maxim from the Noble Quran, and before that, a little bit of vocab, inshaAllah. A little bit of vocab, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. We find, for example, the word bada'a yabdu. Yabdu, you know, to appear. Bada'a means to begin. As for yabdu, it seems. Yabdu annahu maridun. Yabdu annahu maridun. It seems that he is sick. Jayid. Bara'a. Bara'a means to create. Jayid. Bara'a means to create. Barriyatun is all that which has been created. Baraya, all that has been created. The baraya, all that which has been created. Burtuqalun, he is eating a burtuqal, an orange. He is eating a burtuqal. Burtuqal is an orange. Jayid, excellent. Tabarruj. Say that unfortunately there is a lot of tabarruj today. A lot of tabarruj. Tabarruj is when people expose their aura. They expose that which they are not supposed to expose. Jayid. We find, وَلَا تَبَرُّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. Allah states in the Noble Quran, and do not expose like the people of Jahiliyyah used to expose. Allahu musta'an. Al-Barihatu means last night. البارحه رايته البارحه, I saw him last night. بارد, it's very barid. Barid means cold. Barad are hailstones. Allahumma ghsilni bil ma'i wa thalji wal barad. Wallah, wash me with water, bil ma'i wa thalj, and ice, and barad meaning hailstones. Baridun is post. Maktabul barid is the post office. We find, for example, the word bur means wheat. As for bir, Bir means piety or righteousness. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. And cooperate upon bir. Bir means piety and righteousness. We say بِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. Being good and respectful to your parents. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ يَا أَمَتَ اللَّهِ. Those were some words of vocab, inshallah. We now move on to a maxim from the Noble Quran, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And this maxim is maxim number 49. Walhamdulillah. We had stated that we are going to go through 50 maxims. And so here, walhamdulillah, we have now reached maxim number 49. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ ذِكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah states in the Noble Quran two places. We find this is Surah Al-Nahl, verse number 43. Also in Surah Al-Anbiya, verse number 7. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ ذِكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge if you do not know. What does this teach us? What type of maxim is this, subhanAllah? This maxim is a guide with regards to all matters in life. Whatever you don't know, then ask the people of knowledge when you don't know. With regards to whatever science it might be, whatever department it might be, it's to do with mechanics, well, ask the people of mechanics. It's to do with physics, ask the people of physics. Ask those who are knowledgeable with regards to that type of knowledge. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ ذِكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge when you do not have knowledge. We find in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is obviously praising people of knowledge. We find that this is an order to go out and seek this knowledge when you don't know. We find that we ask people who? Ask the people of knowledge. Don't just ask anyone. We find people just seeing the brother, mashallah, he's got a beard, or the sister, she's got hijab or niqab. Khalas, people think that they are automatically all knowledgeable. No! فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ ذِكْرِ. Ask the people of knowledge. Not just, you know, whoever seems and whoever looks that they have that knowledge. Allahu musta'an. Also, we should not be asking the juhal. Allah asked us to ask the people of knowledge. So this means do not ask the people of ignorance. Ask the people of knowledge. And so do not ask the people of ignorance. فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ ذِكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge and do not ask the people of ignorance. Walhamdulillah. We also learn that we have two types of categories of people here. People who give the fatawa, people of ijtihad, and then you have those who ask them. So we have those who are doing the asking. Allah didn't oblige upon them to go and dig into the evidences and understand usul al-fiqh and usul al-hadith and all of these matters. No, you know, they just want an answer. So they ask the question and they receive their answer. Walhamdulillah. Fas'alu أهل ذكري إن كنتم لا تعلمون. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an increase in knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us bi'ithnillahi ta'ala one day from amongst the people of knowledge. If it's not written for us, then at least from our progeny, from our children, from our grandchildren, that they are people that the ummah looks up to, that they will be bi'ithnillahi ta'ala the people of knowledge. They will be those who will be ahlul ilm, people of knowledge, walhamdulillah, because great virtue for the people of knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst them. Hayyakumullah, until we meet again. Barakallahu fik. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka la'abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.